This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, kind of venting about the cost of automobile ownership with newer vehicles. Absolutely out of control. Charles in Ohio's with us. And Ted in Washington, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Hello, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're one of the reasons why we're doing this broadcast today. You asked for this.
I appreciate that. I just want to apologize in advance. I will have some background noise, and if that's not tolerable after a while, I can do my best to quiet it down. But I wanted to call in and talk to you about the Ford products.
Yeah.
I recently came across a video about the new Ford Focus RS, the Ultra Sport high horsepower turbo model, how it's highly susceptible and very prone to block because instead of a full block, it has cylinder sleeves. And after a certain amount of mileage, a very, very young mileage, around 20,000 or so, a small 1 or 2 millimeter gap develops between the head gasket and coolant flows between cylinders 3 and 4, 2 and 3, and eventually the engine seizes up. And if you do a search, you'll find, I think it's the second top video on YouTube about Focus RS Hydrolock. And the guy, he says, Ford had to know. And of course it's under warranty, but it's just another unfortunate lemon product, even though the RS was such high horsepower, it would even take out the Mustang, being a four-cylinder turbo model coming in a Focus line. So I just wanted
sure
to share
Charles,
that with you.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I've got some comments, and I'm sure Charles has some comments that have to do with horsepower to weight ratio. Charles, your thoughts?
Specifically, I wasn't familiar with this, but it brings up a couple of things that reminded me from what you were speaking of. Even the headlamps, it's the dealership. It's weird that I can only come to the same conclusion that they really do want our cars to be disposable. They want you to get rid of them at a certain amount of time. Well, one thing that Lincoln did, I guess it was around 1995, they would have in their Lincoln Mark series vehicle, they'd use a special headlamp that would take you couldn't just drop in another bulb. And see, that's a bad habit I have. I'm not a mechanic like you that keep people on the road. I work on my own vehicles for myself, and I'm basically a motorhead. I want to work on the motor. But in the other systems, they would have headlamps with, I forget what they were, but they needed a transformer to transform the voltage, so you'd have to step it up, and there wasn't enough room to, like, just drill in a hole and drop in a halogen, a 12-volt halogen bulb. It just made it so difficult. And I just seen that over and over again where, at that time, the most expensive cars, they made sure they would take the most expensive expensive repairs. And in the rear braking lamps, they were using neon lights that were very, very expensive to repair in the Lincolns. And what you just reminded me of was the 648 Cadillac engine, where they would have a similar problem with their cylinders. It wasn't exactly, well, I guess it was two of them. They did have one of their aluminum motors where the cylinder liners were a problem with it. And before that, they had the 648, where those were failing at an amazing rate for people. Those were both high-end automobiles. But like I say, Vincent, you're just bringing up the fact that they're designing the Kias with everything in it so that, well, that's basically what they're talking about.
Well, the high-intensity discharge headlights that you've been talking about have voltages around 25,000 volts just to start the xenon bulb. And xenon is spelled X-E-N-O-N. Yeah, a very expensive procedure. I mean, does it make any sense? I don't think so, because headlights, heck, a 99-cent headlamp, sealed beam from the 1960s seemed to work pretty darn well in illuminating where you're going. So you're absolutely right. But, Ted, I wanted to mention something, that the cylinder liners is nothing new, okay? We've had cylinder liners.
Oh, absolutely correct, yeah. Range Rover has that,
Yeah. We have a couple Deutz tractors, D-E-U-T-Z, from the 1980s, like mid-80s, and they have air-cooled cylinders. And you can pop out a cylinder, you know, with a few bolts if you want to, and replace the cylinder rather than replace the engine. And we've had Alfa Romeos. We've owned Alfa Romeos, and they have cylinder liners. So, yeah, it's been around for a long time. But the point you bring up is we're putting a lot of horsepower in a small package. We're putting a lot of heat in a small package, and we're putting a lot of pressure in the combustion chamber to produce a lot of horsepower in a small package. And when you have higher pressures, you have a greater potential for leaks, starting with the leak between the cylinders, which is what you said, between the two and three cylinder. That's the leak, right? That's where it would be,
yeah.
Right there. Yes. So that's a real problem. And so if you overheat one of these engines, drive in the summer, hot day, naturally you want the air conditioning on, puts more stress on the engine, puts more heat in front of the radiator, so now you have a higher potential for overheating. And if that happens and you overheat a vehicle like this, I'm pretty sure you're going to experience a head gasket leak, which is going to be a major, major repair problem. Now, if it's under warranty, it's a nuisance. If it's not under warranty, you're probably going to throw the car away.
Absolutely. Well, I also wanted to ask you really quick, have you heard about the future of windshield wipers that they're going to be done away with, and pretty soon it'll be ultrasonic windshield?
That sounds great. So we're going to expose ourselves right in the face with ultrasonics. Is that right?
Apparently so, potentially.
So what's wrong with windshield wipers? I mean, I've got we even have some of them on tractors, you know, where they have cabs. They seem to work pretty well. And it used to be that for 99 cents, you could get two blades, you know, two refills. Can't get refills anymore because they make you buy the whole wiper blade, right? Not just the refill. You used to be able to just replace the refill, keep the blade. No, I'm a little confused. It seems to me that windshield wipers are not all that sophisticated. Except in the Mercedes. Mercedes has a pretty sophisticated windshield wiper. It has one windshield wiper, and it reaches across the entire windshield.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, more sophisticated than having two windshield wipers, because if you have one windshield wiper, think about it, class, the windshield wiper has to stretch out to reach the sides of the windshield and then shrink down in size when it reaches the center of the windshield and then stretch back out to reach the other side. So it elongates, and then it shortens and elongates and shortens in its travel across the windshield. So that's pretty sophisticated. But, you know, it's a lot. It doesn't seem like we really need to replace a technology that's simple and repairable, and it Heck, don't windshield wiper systems, not the blades, or the refills, if you could get them, don't they seem to last the life of the car? To me, they do.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else is going wrong in the automotive industry?
Really quick, it reminds me of another show. Recently, it was discussed that these manufacturers, they're doing something called planned obsolescence, whether it's a decaying cell phone battery or trying to thin out weight on vehicles. Planned obsolescence is now engineered, built in.
Yes, and by the way, Ted, that's been around for a long time. I've heard the term planned obsolescence in the late 70s, maybe. So it's been around for a long time. Manufacturers have figured out that, even the light bulb industry. When General Electric was making light bulbs in the 1920s, if a company came out with a light bulb that would last longer than what they thought the average life expectancy of a light bulb would be, they would destroy that competitor. I'm talking about General Electric. They wanted you to replace light bulbs. They wanted you to build a higher mountain in the landfill. That's what they wanted. And you're absolutely right. It's been around for a long time.
Fortunately, this is very rare, but there are some domestic manufacturers that are in a completely different industry, not an automotive industry. They also have the KISS method, but instead of keep it simple, stupid, they have it keep it simple and serviceable for future technicians to work on their products, to have ease of access to the equipment, whether it's a hydraulic cylinder or some type of potentiometer. It's keep it simple and serviceable rather than the mockery of keep it simple, stupid.
Ted, you bring up an excellent point. I was on the phone. Gwyneth called me, and I was under the hood of a car in the garage. And
oh, I
Gwyneth
love her.
Francis
I love
called
her.
Me from Australia. Me too. Well, she calls me at home almost every day. And or at least every other day. And I was under the hood of the car, and I said something that I've never said before. I said, Gwyneth, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you. I'm bleeding. I've been working. I was talking to her under the car, when I was under the hood and on speakerphone, and I was bleeding from cutting myself from the non-serviceable areas of this particular car. All I was doing was changing spark plugs, and I was sliced up. And I'm looking at my arms right now. I've got all these wounds from just changing spark plugs. It's the manufacturer has all these sharp edges. It's like, we don't need to fix those. Who's going to be? Oh, it's our mechanics. We don't have to worry about them. We hate our mechanics anyway. So let's slice them up.
We'll use a robot, an AI, to put these things together on an assembly line.
Yes. Ted, do you have more comments for us?
I just had one more comment on the other side.
Yeah, please hold through the break. Ted in Washington, Charles in Ohio, and Vincent.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, we're a bunch of gearheads talking about automobiles. Ted in Washington, Charles in Ohio, and I'm in Missouri. Ted, please continue with your thoughts.
Thank you so much. I, too, am a gearhead, likewise. But I wanted to share with the class, recently I got lucky on eBay. I was able to purchase a pair of LED headlights. It was either between $10 or $15. It's been a while, but they, surprisingly, the ratings were pretty accurate. They have... They're a knockoff, some kind of no-name brand, but a high output, high lumens, and I was very, very pleased. And the brand names keep changing, but the takeaway strategy is if you trust the ratings from the users that have bought many different kinds, and eventually you'll get burned, but if you do some due diligence research, you'll come across some pretty decent products out there. So for the price of less than $15, free shipping, depending on the brand and where the seller is located, you can get a long-lasting, decent, high-quality product, quote-unquote, to give you more light lumen output down the highway. And I can testify to that. It really does work. I got burned a couple of times, which is true, but eventually I found something decent, and I keep going back to get more of the same, whether it's H11, like you were saying earlier, without the B, or H7 or 9004 or 9007. It's pretty much plug-and-play. You might have to modify that black retaining ring to the headlight assembly. You might have to cut a little trough, maybe use a heat gun to stretch it out a little bit to fit over the keyways, the channels. But you can make it work just fine, and it really does work. So that's an idea for the class to try.
Great idea. And that's different from when LED bulbs first came out. They did not have any resistance in them. And what would happen is they would just consume and consume and consume current until they burned up.
Yeah.
So, you know, these 50,000-hour LEDs, when they first came out for automobile use, would last maybe 3 minutes, maybe 1 minute. But you're absolutely right, and they have improved them. Very good point.
Thank you. And then just one other item is I suggest it's very simple, very affordable. Everybody should keep in the trunk of their car one of those hole plug worm kits. You can get them very inexpensively, pretty much any store, $5 to $10. Because most flats are because of punctures, not a severe blowout. And you can still bail yourself out on the road. The screwdriver and the slotted bit, you insert a little gummy worm in there, and at least it'll buy you some time, some mobility from the tire instead of complete total loss. I have that in every car. I even take souvenir pictures. Ah.
Okay. And what you're talking about is a tire plug kit. And yes, you can buy them. You can buy them at the Chinese factory outlet, less than $10. They keep changing their brand. Sometimes it's Slime, sometimes it's Victor, sometimes it's something else. But you'll get these. They look like pipe cleaners.
Those are the precise brands, Victor and Slime, absolutely.
And they're kind of a gooey, rubbery thread type device, thinner than the diameter of a pencil, and you get two tools with it. One tool is like a needle, if you will, that you thread the tire plug through, and then the other is kind of like a file to ream out the hole a little bit, and yes, you can patch it. And you need one more thing, and we bought these at the Chinese tool outlet, and we have them in all of our cars. I haven't tested them, but they're in there. My fault for not testing them. Those are little air compressors. So in my truck, I actually have a small Campbell Housefield airless compressor. I don't like it, but sometimes on the farm, I've got to go fill up a tire, and I have an inverter that I use to convert 12 volts DC to 120 volts AC. And I plug in this, you know, household mini compressor, and I can inflate tires. So, but you can get a 12-volt one at the Chinese tool outlet for about $10. Now,
yeah,
for $20,
carry one with it. Uh-huh.
There you go. And do you have one of those cigarette lighter Harbor Freight style air compressors?
I do. I forgot if it's actually slimy. It comes with pretty much everything, an extended hose, a little bag, carrying case. But, of course, you always have to leave the engine running as you use that, because it puts the hydro on the battery.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Very good. Ted, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call today. All the best. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, all the best. That was Ted in Washington. Charles and I are going to come back. And, Charles, I've got a question for you. So a car won't start, and think of it like a 1960s model. Car won't start. What do you do? What are the first things that you check in a 1960s model? And then we'll contrast that with a new car. And then what happens? We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as America's ambassador to the United Nations is reportedly resigning.
We will work with any and every country that believes in peace, but we will not repeat the inadequate approaches of the past.
That's Ambassador Nikki Haley speaking at the World Body last year. President Trump is reportedly meeting with Haley in the Oval Office at this hour to discuss the reports about her resignation. The president tweeting a short time ago, big announcement from the White House coming soon. The National Hurricane Center has announced that Hurricane Michael is now a Category 2 storm and is expected to become a Category 3 over the next 24 hours and will hit the Florida Panhandle tomorrow as a Category 3 with very heavy winds, torrential rains, and a dangerous storm surge. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's gonna be sliding.
When you go to DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, so last Friday in the month, October 26th, if you'd like to meet Mike Ma, we may have a workshop if there's enough of us who would like to attend. I would be there. It'd be in Springfield, Missouri. It'd be a workshop on three-man militias, how to set one up, how to expand it, what to do. All your questions and answers will be provided, and we're thinking that it'll include dinner. It'll be about $50, dinner included. Are you interested in spending an evening with Mike Ma? That would be October 26th, Springfield, Missouri. We haven't fleshed out the details yet because we don't know if there's enough interest. If there is, we'll have it. If not, we won't. And how do you let us know? Well, contact me at instructor@usapreparedness.com, instructor@usapreparedness.com. Indicate your interest and your telephone number so we can contact you, and we'll let you know if it's going to happen or not. Okay? That's instructor, email instructor@usapreparedness.com. So, Charles is with us in Ohio. So, Charles, let's say you have a 1960s vehicle, and you go to start it, and it won't start. As a gearhead, what would you do? And I want to contrast that with my experiences with this Ford Escape, which I am learning to despise.
Exactly. On a 1960s vehicle, it just depends. Okay, I sit down in the seat and I turn the key and I go from there. What is happening and what isn't happening? If it's cranking, if the engine is turning over and it's not starting, then I'm going to examine it to see, is there gasoline? What I'll do, I'll lift the hood, open up the air cleaner, and stick my finger down in the Venturi or as close as I could get it, or look in there and hit the accelerator pump and see if there's gas priming the engine. If there's gas there, that's one thing down. Second thing, I want to take and put possibly a screwdriver into the plug boot or push the plug boot back, which you could do with those vehicles, and crank it over and see if it's got a spark jumping. And then you're basically, you got two basic things taken care of there that mostly engine, even with if it back in the 60s, which was common, if your nylon gear had wore out and it jumped timing, it would still run to some degree very badly, depending on how far it moved, but it could still even start. So you have to go from there. Even if you have spark, you have to examine that it's strong enough and at the correct time. But it is a pretty simple, straightforward process. If it isn't even turning over at all, then you'll look at your starter. You could suspect your solenoid or in your Bendix. Is it pulling in and is it engaging and sending the voltage down there? You want to make sure your voltage to the starter is getting down there and your voltage for the ignition switch is getting to your solenoid or starter. So it just made it so easy. Stuff was accessible then to a greater degree than it is now. And it was just easy and simple. And no, Detroit didn't like that. They take, and the computer industry, draw parallels all the time. They have trained us to want to throw away that computer every 6 months, and they, and the auto industry seen how profitable that was or already knew, and they do the same thing to us. Well, we can't leave them, keep that. Get a new one.
Okay, you're absolutely right. So those are the exact steps that I would have taken if I had a car that wouldn't start. Well, so we've got this Ford Escape, and it won't start. 2003 model V6, 3 liter. It's 15 years old. Okay, it will crank, you know. So what I did was I took, we have an OBD2 scanner. That's onboard diagnostics, Roman numeral 2. So it's a series 2. And you can get them for about $38 on eBay. And if you have a newer vehicle, 1996 or newer, there's a port, an onboard diagnostics port. You plug in this scanner, and it will read some codes and tell you what the computer thinks might be happening. Kind of simple. Well, in the case of this Ford Escape, what I did, I plugged it in, and the scanner could not communicate with the computer. And so I checked the fuel pressure. Now, that's really easy. All you have to do is plug in a fuel pressure gauge into a port that's designed for testing. But Ford and the accountants and the engineers are at war with the mechanic. So you have to take off part of the intake system, the air intake system, and you have to take off some bracketry because you can't get your hand in there to access this commonly used fuel pressure diagnostic port. Okay, so I took these parts off, and I've got fuel pressure. Okay, and of course I checked the spark. I removed the these are the ignition coils on the spark plugs, and I got some spark plugs. And yep, sure enough, I've got spark. Then I took out the spark plugs, looked at them. They looked okay, not great, but okay. And so those were the tests that, you know, the simple test. Do we have fuel? Do we think it's being delivered to the intake system? Do the mechanics of the engine sound about right? Is it cranking, indicating that there's compression in the cylinders? Yeah, we had all that. Well, I was, after a few days of fighting with this thing, I decided to call the dealer. And I said, here's what's going on. He said, well, could be the computer. The computer. A PCM. And I said, so if I wanted to buy one from you, how much would it be? Well, $600 to $1,500. But we're going to charge you between $100 and $170 to diagnose the problem. Now, if you want, if it is the computer, we'll have to program the computer so that it's integrated with the other computers on this Ford Escape. And you've got the keys, right? No, I only have number one key. I don't have the number two key. Okay, so we'll have to sell you a set of keys. You'll need the number one and the number two key. So that the key will communicate with the computers so that the so you can start the car. Otherwise, if you don't have the keys programmed to the computer, you will not be able to start your car. So now we have the theft system, the computer, all tied together, and they need to be communicating with the other computers on the car. So now we have a $2,000 fix that you can hold in your hand, small parts, two keys, and a computer, and the installation and the diagnostics, a $2,000 fix on a $2,000 car. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. Now, that's assuming that everything else is, you know, working on the car. You know, like good tires and everything else. So what has happened is the value of these cars, simple air conditioning not working, oh, man, who wants that? Who wants a car that doesn't have air conditioning working? That destroys the value of a car. If the car won't start, most mechanics can't figure out what to do. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. And this is a Ford Escape that has got, if you want to change the spark plugs, it's really, really simple to change three of them, but it has six of them. The first three you can see, just pop the hood, doesn't have the hood spring, so you have to use that prop rod to hold the hood up. And then you can use a standard spark plug wrench with an extension and a ratchet. And after you take the coil packs off, you can remove the spark plugs. The front three. The rear three are buried under the intake manifold. You literally have to take off the air intake system, bracketry, the system that controls the acceleration, a bunch of hoses, and the intake manifold. And when you do that, you're going to need a whole new gasket set for the intake manifold to change the rear three spark plugs. Charles, I'm not kidding.
Oh, I don't doubt it a bit. That's what they're doing. And me being a conspiracy buff, I see and the amount of patents I've looked at in the past, I've seen like original patents for back in the 50s when they first started trying to develop the catalytic converters. Different manufacturers got patents for them, and just looking at that, knowing that there were choices back then as a solution for the air quality and air pollution problem that these vehicles would make, it just seems to me they've known from that time to now which direction they wanted to take us. Not in the best direction for us, in the best direction for them. And they've done studies and they look at younger people and they know that most young people have seen us suffer with these vehicles, whereas our parents could generate enough income to build a home, household, and maintain a vehicle. Now people can't pay for anything, and young people coming up have no interest in owning a car, and the manufacturers, I believe, kind of like that. They're aiming their future at leasing cars to larger companies and you Uber-like concerns so that no one, so that it's consolidation, and I see our government as participating, and that's why they keep it to the big three, and I was shocked when they let Tesla in, but I think they know they can control and put that under their umbrella, and they influence and control all of the manufacturers anyway. Now, I agree with you. They're making it as difficult as possible. Now, they have a key to every car manufactured in America, can cut it off when they want to, and now has access to travel, which is, in my youth, when I was coming up, that was one thing I always saw, that there was maybe Hogan's Heroes and Robin Hood shows, which I wasn't interested in, but the bad guy would always say, "Where are your papers?"
Well, we've got Mark the Spark holding in Pennsylvania, and we'll be right back. And, you know, so how much does it cost to replace these spark plugs on the Escape? Up to $186 for $18 worth of spark plugs. No kidding. $186.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows, and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Charles is with us in Ohio. Mark the Spark in Pennsylvania. Welcome, Mark.
Hello, Vincent. Hello, Charles. I know we've got to go real quick here. What's going on is this is a form of, this is mercantilism. So people want to look that up. Basically, where we don't own or can really control what the durable goods. I think that cars are supposed to, I think they're falling the category of durable goods. Well, they're no longer durable, and they're not any good. So they're not much good. I think the best designs are simple, that are durable. In terms of Ford products, I think that Henry Ford wanted to make a working man's car for the working man who could work on his own car. But then when the corporatists, when he started fading, you know, got older, the corporatists snuck into the board and took over Ford, and they had a better idea. The better idea was to, you know, sell you a bunch of parts. Redesign things every few years so you couldn't keep up with it. Your local mechanic can't keep up with it because of control circuitry. Now we have control circuitry. The test equipment that they have to update it every several years. It costs like $5,000 to $10,000 just to update your test equipment to keep up with all that technology. Who needs it? We don't need it. I don't know if you've ever, and I'm just, and I put in a plug here for a few companies that I've dealt with that I'm not selling anything. RockAuto.com is a good place to get parts for really cheap.
Okay, hold it right there. Yes, and no. We buy parts from Rock Auto. If their listing is accurate, yes, it's a good place. But if their listing is inaccurate, there is no one that you can talk to. Okay? You can
call them and say,
got to communicate.
I do understand it.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
We buy a lot of parts from Rock Auto, and
yeah, they're very good.
Hate relationship.
Especially the paper products. By the way, paper products across the board. Your toilet paper down to your air filters in your car and all this stuff. There's a tremendous markup. So you can save a lot of money on air filters, oil filters. Get quality parts. to Rock Auto for like one half to, you know, one third to one half the cost, even at your local Chinese factory outlet, Walmart. Anyway, another product, you're talking about the cooling system. Jay Leno, and I watch Jay Leno's Garage. I don't know if you watch it. And I know Jay Leno's, he's a multi-millionaire, and he buys all these cars, old classics and all this. He uses a waterless coolant, and I don't remember the name of it, but there's a waterless coolant or two out there on the market. You see, the thing about water is when it turns to steam, it expands 13 times its volume. That's a very destructive force, or it could be a powerful force if you put it in a steam locomotive. But in a system where it's a captured system, airtight system, it'll explode. So it destroys. So if you can go to waterless for a vehicle, of course it's a little bit upfront investment, but for a vehicle you want it to last. My take on Mercedes is that the older Mercedes were simple genius. I was really shocked when I first worked on an 80s series, replaced the brakes, the disc brakes on the rear. They were so simple. They were simpler than any disc brakes I'd ever seen. I could do it in 5 minutes per side. I mean, it's
literally incredible. Literally 5 minutes.
Yeah. But now the newer ones, I haven't worked on the newer ones, but even back to the old VW Beetle Bug, I had one of those, and it was genius how the belt tightening system worked. It was just simple, and it was genius. Of course, whenever Mercedes bought into Chrysler, the reason why they did that is they wanted to get in on the world market, the world marketing idea. You know, it's where they could sell parts, I guess. That didn't work out too well for them, but they did. You know, my sense of it is Mercedes, BMWs, and the good German makes have gone to the idea of obsolescence too. Not as far as Detroit, but they're working on that. So I say an older vehicle that's a durable design and has metal parts in it, as many as you can find. I just like that. And my concern about this, Vincent and Charles, is the single parent, the single female parent, the single mother. You know, she doesn't see what's coming. And anyway, I'll leave it at that.
That's what this broadcast. That's what Mark. Thank you for calling. And that's what this broadcast is about. It's about opening your eyes. That single mother that Mark is talking about, who has no idea what to do when she opens the hood because no one's told her, she's in for shock, absolute shock, because she's not going to be able to fix it. Why? Headlamps. If you want to replace the lenses and the bulbs on a Kia, $570 for two headlamps, the package, and the bulbs.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.